The manager of the Washington State slaughterhouse where the infected cow was discovered in December now says it showed no signs of the disease before it was killed. He says that should prompt federal authorities to test more healthy cows before they're slaughtered for human consumption. But state veterinarian Bob Ellenfeld says the system is working.
The system was designed to detect a case in 1 million head of cattle, one case per million. I think that's exactly what it's done.
Ellenfeld says he supports recommendations from an international panel earlier this month calling for testing all cows over 2 years old. He says that's necessary to reopen the Japanese and European markets for U.S. beef that were shut down after the Washington cow tested positive.
I think it's critical to get that market back.
Tom Teeting of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation agrees. He says testing older cattle should take care of the problem.
The majority of the cattle that go to market are younger cattle that just aren't susceptible to this disease. It just doesn't come into cattle that are under 30 months of age.
American consumers haven't stopped buying beef since the country's first case of mad cow was announced, but Sue Beitlich of the Wisconsin Farmers Union says increased testing is needed to maintain consumer confidence, and she thinks the money to pay for that testing should come from the federal government.
If this is a food safety issue, and it is, we believe that Homeland Security should help pay for some of this. We don't think it should fall back onto the producers or consumers.
Madison-based mad cow researcher John Stauber says consumers should be worried. He's convinced it's just a fluke that the Washington State cow was discovered, and the disease may be much more widespread among U.S. cattle than federal officials believe.
We need to test millions of animals in the United States. We need to be testing healthy animals. And we may have a very significant spread of mad cow disease throughout the U.S., but just not be catching it because the U.S. testing program is so misguided and inadequate.
Stauber says both Europe and Japan have found ways to pay for testing millions more cows than the U.S. does, but the beef industry in the U.S. has been unwilling to support a similar effort. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.